You're tuned in to the HR Bandit podcast, your one-way ticket to the latest and craziest in the world of work. In partnership with Timber Media, Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.
Hey, hey, this is Ankita.
And this is Apoorva.
And you are tuned in to HR Bandit. This is the podcast where we discuss the latest from the world of work. If you're new here, I am so glad you're joining us for what can only be referred to as our best one yet. If you're returning, you know the drill. Big hugs out to you. You know we love you.
In today's Ear Wrap episode, like we do every year, we're going to cover the top three trends and events from 2023. To start with, no surprises here, it's AI. Ever since OpenAI launched ChatGPT last November, AI really dominated the conversation, with almost every organization worth its salt trying to announce their own release. Our second big trend from the year was undoubtedly the series of layoffs that happened through the year that have really dropped attrition in big tech to an all-time low. With Spotify and even Etsy announcing their latest cuts, it doesn't look like we've seen the end of it just yet.
And for our last and final topic, we're going to discuss the word of the year. I was going to tell you the word right now, but I think we'll just stay tuned till the time we reach topic three. But before we jump into the last set of topics for the year, Apoorva, a lot has happened in 2023. I know I've been saying this for many years now, and I really, really hope 2024 is much quieter. But for a quick recap, the Ukraine-Russia war continued in 2023. Unrest broke out in many other parts of the world, the most notable being the Israel-Hamas conflict. Finland joined as the 31st member of the NATO. Earthquakes struck Turkey, Syria, and Morocco. Charlie Munger, one of my favorite businessmen and philosopher, passed away at the age of 99. Interest rates soared like a kite. And many organizations flipped their stance on working from home or hybrid work, whatever you call it. However, not all was doom and gloom. We do have a few things on the bright side. The world of crypto finally saw Bitcoin rising, which I'm very happy about. But it also came with its own fair share of drama. We had many shakeups. Many union workers emerged victorious from negotiations, and most notably was the SAG AFTRA, UPS, and auto workers. Apoorva, I know your favorite topic. You were very happy Claudia Golden won the Nobel Prize for Economics for having advanced our understanding. Yes, I'm very amused by that. And also bleached eyebrows, like that became a thing. And Taylor Swift got Person of the Year. She was the first entertainer ever to be named by Time Magazine as Person of the Year. A lot's happened. Apoorva, how are you celebrating having survived the year?
I think before we get to my celebration plans, I would like to take a moment of silence for having missed the bus on crypto yet again. Talking about my plans, I don't know, Ankita, like if it's age catching up or if it's a premonition of what's to come in 2024, but I don't feel like doing much to celebrate. I just have my plans involve just relaxing and curling up with a book in a corner and just taking my time to not do anything. How about you?
I'm not going to say it's age, Apoorva, because then I'd also have to admit in being old. But my plans are pretty similar. I do not plan to do anything Instagram worthy, except maybe like I'm going to try really, really hard to have one party before New Year that I last at for later than 10 p.m. Because I'm infamous for just being like, okay, it's 10 p.m. It's time for me to go home and head to bed. But that's our Christmas celebrations, our New Year holiday, and so on. I'm going to jump straight into the reason why we're here on the podcast today. Let's jump into our first topic.
Yeah, let's do that. So I know, Ankita, that you think enough and more has been said about AI in 2023. But I think we'd be remiss not to discuss it in this episode. With ChatGPT really taking the world by storm, starting with the premium GPT in early 2023, to the latest GPT-4 Turbo, everyone else appeared to scramble, with Google launching Bard, Microsoft releasing a GPT-enabled Bing, and even Elon Musk joining the fray with Grok for premium users of X. Interestingly, and not surprisingly, ChatGPT was also the most visited Wikipedia page in 2023, with over 49 million page views. However, AI also had its own share of drama in the year, with OpenAI dismissing their CEO Sam Altman only to reinstate him later, and the latest one being Google, which stunned everyone with the video of their multimodal AI Gemini, only with additional details that came to light later that appeared to show that the video overestimated what Gemini can actually do. With all of this happening and more in this space, I'm not complaining, at least not yet. But all of these trends aside, a key takeaway for me from the advancements on AI has been that companies have been talking a lot about AI and trying to bet their best to get ahead in the race. However, I don't know if they're doing enough to equip their existing employees to make the best use of LLMs and AI in their work. And I'm not just talking about core tech roles here. Like, I'm also talking about functions like HR or finance, who I think can gain a lot if they harness AI in the right way. I mean, imagine a program manager who builds a project plan from scratch versus someone who knows the right prompts and can build a really customizable plan in a matter of seconds, if not minutes. BCG conducted this research, which showed that over 85% of employees believe they will need training to address how AI will change their jobs, but only 15% have received any. And mind you, this survey that they did actually covered 13,000 workers across 18 countries. So it's definitely a trend worth noting. And I think every organization needs a learning and development strategy and plan on LLMs. It's easier said than done, but it's definitely something which will put those who really know the technology far ahead of those who don't. What stood out for you, Ankita, and did you have any takeaways?
Well, a lot stood out from what you said, but I'm going to go in the order of the standing out. Firstly, I do think it would be a miss to not talk about Gen AI, AI as one of the biggest trends of 2023. I think every year we have a big catchphrase. In 2022, it was the metaverse. Everyone was talking about it. In 2021, it was crypto. Everyone was talking about it. And then look at us in 2023. Almost no one's talking about metaverse. And no one's talking about crypto the same way we were in 2021. However, I do think Gen AI is different than the other two in our predictions board at the start of the year. I'm so glad I made a few right predictions. I said metaverse would not be a thing in 2023, and it wasn't. However, I do think Gen AI is going to dominate the conversation for a few different reasons. Firstly, you're right. I think us in HR love to talk about how's HR going to use crypto? How's HR going to use the metaverse? And you're absolutely right. The place where we should start is not by saying, how do we integrate Gen AI into all our systems and working models. I think it is, how do we equip our employee base to actually learn what Gen AI is, what LLM is. And I think people have differing opinions on when AGI or artificial general intelligence will be a thing. So with Q-Star from OpenAI and also some part of ChatGPT-4, as well as Gemini, there is a talk that AGI is not that far away. They've seen certain sparks of it in these systems. We may not be actually 50 years from having a system. And for our listeners who haven't heard about AGI before, it's basically systems that can learn to accomplish any intellectual task that human beings can perform and perform it better, is referred to as AGI. Or you can, an alternate definition from Stanford's Institute of Human-Centered Intelligence defines AGI as broadly intelligent, context-aware machines that are needed for effective social chatbots or human-robot interaction. So there's no way we can end the year without talking about AI, Gen AI, LLMs, machine learning, call it what you want. And I think the first thing HR teams around the world need to do is figure out how to upskill people to understand what it is and then how to use it. And then we can figure how do we put it into our systems.
I agree there. And, you know, I also think things in this world, in the world of AI, change by the day, if not by the hour. So it's not easy, right? Like, how do you teach something that's so ephemeral, like that just keeps changing constantly to such a wide group of people? So it does have its own share of challenges, but I think that's where the fun and innovation comes from.
Yes, exactly like the time when computers were first introduced to the world. I'm so glad you and I were probably still toddlers or learning how to walk when that happened. I'm going to get us into our second topic of the day. Now, at the start of the year, again, I'm going to refer to a predictions episode. If you haven't heard that, please go back and listen. In that episode, I said 2023 would be a year we learn to live in a world of decreased job security. Now, part of me was really hoping that I'd be wrong, but with Spotify and Etsy's recent announcement, it looks like layoffs aren't a thing of the past. Now, again, bandits, all the links will be in the show note. One of the links is of TechCrunch. Now, if they are to be believed, the tech industry laid off over 240,000 employees in 2023. Google, Microsoft, Zoom, Meta were some of the offenders, and it has had a direct correlation on the number of job switches in the industry. People were naturally more hesitant to leave their current job. They were a little more cautious, and I cannot list the number of times I've heard people say it's better to have a job than not have a job right now. And we've heard a lot about optimization, frugality, doing more with less, restructures, gutting of innovative projects. And that's become normal. And what's happened is morale's plummeted. And I really, really hope that we don't see the extent that we're seeing. We saw it in 2023, in 2024.
Yeah, and just to put these layoff numbers into perspective, again, this data is sourced from layoff.fyi, which crowdsources this information. That looking at their numbers, the 2023 layoffs in tech were up by 50% over 2022. However, if we compare the graph from early in the year, which is Jan to March to now, October to December, there's been a decline. The numbers stand 18K from October to December 13, compared to a whopping 167K from Jan to March. And it hasn't just been big tech alone this year. Even startups saw its share of layoffs. And reasons there being like with rising interest rates, investors are being a little lot more cautious as to where they are putting their money. With Gen AI and LLMs becoming the focus, a lot of startup funding has also diverted to startups that are really focused on these areas. However, with all of this, a thing that concerned me with layoffs and their impact is related to the efforts on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the tech industry. Again, going back to an analysis that layoffs.fyi did from October 22 to June 23. They found that about 55% of laid off workers were male. But if we look at industry statistics, that does put the share of male employees in tech at a much higher level than that. So I just worry if a lot of work that was done in the space of DEI has been undone between 2022 and 2023 with all these reductions. And it's not just about layoffs. We are also at a time where everyone's being frugal, like you said, Ankita. And a lot of things that are being done in the space of DEI require investments, and organizations are really being more cautious as to where they are putting their money. So I would really want to watch this space more in 2024 and what happens. But I know this is also a topic that you have explored a lot more than I have. So were there any trends that worried you in this space from the year?
I haven't looked at it from a DEI perspective, which is interesting now that you mention it, because maybe it had, like, I have seen innumerable articles saying that DEI divisions across the world were laid off, right? Like, they were the first to go along with our talent acquisition partners. But what I did notice is that in a lot of organizations, and again, I'm going to talk from a big tech perspective, a lot of innovations were scrapped in favor of this whole Gen AI race, right? So I do wonder, like, Meta canceled parts of its metaverse investment. The part that interests me is, over the long term, is all our innovation energy being put into one single bucket? And have we, at the name of frugality, efficiency, and so on, neglected other parts? And I think over the next few years, we'll understand if every single innovation is in the space of AI, then we probably have turned a blind eye to some other things. Okay, with that, let's go into our third and last topic. And I'm going to finally tell you what the word of the year is. Now, on 27th November, Merriam-Webster's announced their official word of the year. The word authentic landed up being the most searched for word in 2023. And God knows we need more authenticity in the world. I have a feeling like even the bottom line theme of our conversation today is AI, because it's weaving through every single topic. And as much as I want to avoid it, I haven't been able to. Now, Merriam-Webster hasn't told us exactly how many times it was searched for. I was curious. I looked for it. That number seems missing, but I'm going to trust them to say that it's the most searched for word. Now, there's an assumption that with deepfakes, AI, computer-generated versions of Tom Hanks, and, you know, a lot of searches on how is Taylor Swift so authentic, people are really thinking more deeply about what the word means, or they're really questioning whether anything is authentic anymore. Apoorva, I know you have something to say in this space, so share with us.
Yeah, I mean, my extreme view on this is, if there were a feature in each blog or LinkedIn post that had a way to say generated by AI, I would prefer to just skip that. And again, I say that's my extreme view. But I do realize that it's very difficult to define authenticity as a concept universally. Is a photograph made from film more authentic than the one made from digital camera? Is a painting more authentic than a photograph itself? And with AI coming into the fray, I think it has just further complicated the definition. I was, however, pretty intrigued by the Beatles track that was released in November, Now and Then, which was a compilation of music originally written and performed by John Lennon, with some additional recording by the band members in 1990s. An ML algorithm, a machine learning algorithm, was employed to separate Lennon's vocals from his piano accompaniment, and which allowed a final version to be created, to be released. While it had few people in tears, not everyone was convinced that it was authentic. So personally, I'm all up for using AI to make lives easier, but I'm a skeptic and worry about authenticity when it comes to using it for creative things like writing fiction or music or even art, for example. Things that I associate with being inherently human.
Yeah, I have, like, I know you talked a lot about authenticity in the creative space. For me, one of the things that was most interesting is in, like, just how quickly the language of organizations change. Mm-hmm. So in 2020, 21, 22, we were all talking about, before the pandemic, we were already talking about bringing our most authentic self into work. Then we were talking about being compassionate, putting employee safety first, and, like, every organization parroting the same thing. And then this year, there was no mention of anything. We were suddenly not as compassionate. Employee safety was suddenly not as important as returning to an office. Bringing our authentic self vanished with when we managed to fire all our DEI team members around the world. And it's been really interesting to say, I'm like, are we as organizations moving away from the exact things we doubted about? And should HR people actually be searching for what it means to be an authentic organization again?
Yeah, I think there's just been so much focus on being efficient, being frugal, where things that probably don't tie as well to ROI in companies, they've not mattered as much as they did in the past. And creating a safe space for people to come to bring their real selves to work, I think, unfortunately, falls in categories where it's very difficult to measure ROI.
Oh, yeah. When everyone's being fired, you'd be pretty scared to voice your real opinions, even though I'm glad people around the world still are. But with that, Apoorva, are you going to bring us to a close?
Before we go to the close, I want to break the suspense on what you discussed in the previous episode. So where are you on your goal of completing a 10K, Ankita?
I'm going to go hide under the table. Well, I've hit the zero part of the 10K. I just need to get the one ahead of the zero in place. Yeah, no luck. But this time, we still have a few days before we end the year.
Exactly. So, the year's not over yet. Yeah.
Yes, who knows? Who knows?
So the suspense continues. Okay. So I know that not everyone celebrates Christmas, but Santa is a thing, isn't it?
Yes, so, he's very real.
Exactly. So what's the one thing you want Santa to deliver this year?
I want him.
Please don't say world peace.
Okay. No, I'm sure everyone's wishing for that already. Yeah, no. I really want Santa to give me my Apple ID password so that I can get into my phone again.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think I'm going to just copy that wish and make it my own for Santa to help you.
Seriously, are you sure you don't want anything from Santa?
I fall in the world peace category. As long as I have it, I don't worry.
Cheating. That's
it.
Cheating.
I mean, I care about money, but I know Santa's not. I don't know. Santa's been able to help me with that. Yeah. All right. So on that note, after this fun episode to wrap the year, on behalf of NHRDN and Ankita, this is Apoorva and we are out.
You're tuned in to the HR Bandit podcast, your one-way ticket to the latest and craziest in the world of work. In partnership with Timber Media, Podcaster for India Inc. is sponsored by Adrenaline eSystems Limited.